Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes. I had a charge from you guys, I think this morning sometime or another.
Yes.
On my bank card. And I have not ordered a single thing from you. I'd like to see if you can see what it is that I supposedly have bought.
Yes, sir. All I would need was your zip code.
47302.
May I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Thomas Stettler. It's S-T-E-T-T-L-E-R.
Yes, sir. I did find that account. May you verify the address that is on the account?
It's 3312 South Beacon.
Yes, sir.
Muncie, Indiana, 47302.
Okay. It looks like back in December, on December 18th, you ordered a pulse oximeter.
Mm-hmm.
You may have done like an online survey or something. You say you would win if you just paid the shipping and handling.
Right.
And it looks like, oh, then it also, you got a warranty on it for $399. And then it looks like on the 20th, you bought a Wi-Fi booster.
Correct.
For $740 to pay the shipping and handling for that.
And yep. And all that's been come out of my bank and I've been paid for.
Yes, sir. But if you would have read the terms and conditions before you purchased it and put your information in, it stated in the terms and conditions, if you didn't cancel within the next 48 hours, that you will be enrolled in an online gadget store. And the gadget with that membership, that's what the $49.97 is. It's for that membership. And with that membership, you get a $125 gift card each month, and it rolls over. Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. But I didn't see all that in the terms and stuff, so I must have missed that paragraph.
I can get this account canceled for you, though, sir.
Yes, that'd be fine, yep.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second here, and I'll come back with the confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I got that account canceled for you. Would you like that confirmation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready, sir.
I'm ready.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 258-806-993.
Okay, I got C as in Cat, 258-806-993.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, now, what about the charge?
What do you mean, sir, about the charges?
For the whatever it was that supposedly that I signed up for and
the membership? All of that has been canceled, sir.
Okay, so what about the charge that it was to my card? Will I be refunded that $50?
Well, I can't refund it because it was a valid charge. Give me 1 second here. And then this one, decline. Give me 1 second. Let me try to see if I can get you some money back because it's a valid charge because it did state all of this in the terms and conditions. So we are not supposed to give refunds. But give me 1 second. I'll see if I can help you out with something. Okay, sir. I can get you. I can get you one refund approved, and that would be pretty much all I can do. Because again, it is a valid charge.
Okay, one refund of the $49.95.
$49.97, sir.
$49.97.
Yes, sir. You should see it within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All righty then. Thank you very much. Now is the this is great goods. Now is the best gadgets is that you guys do? Same people?
We service different sales campaigns, online sales campaigns to be exact. We're just the call center who do the customer service on the accounts.
Okay. I didn't know the bank gave me 2 numbers, one for great goods, and it was 855, of course, your number. And then I have another 855-889-0854, and I didn't know if that was you guys too.
Okay, no, sir, that isn't us.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.